Hey everybody, this is Shane Presley with Rock Paper Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight Studios in St. Louis, Missouri, right on the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard. They come out this weekend on the 13th. You can see Fort Defiance there about 5 o'clock and Music Embryo there about 7 or so. You can come in, check them out. You can watch through the window as they record a live studio session. You can hang out at the bar. They have cold drinks. They have cha-cha-chow next door, so you can get some great food, too. Go ahead and head over to GaslightSTL.com. Take a look there. Book a session or a tour and check out the beautiful facilities they have there. Again, GaslightSTL.com, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Also wanted to tell you about my friends over at Music Record Shop at 4191A Manchester Avenue in the heart of the Grove. This weekend is actually their last weekend there. They're getting ready to move locations, moving on to bigger and better. But they have one last in-store performance this Sunday with Carson Mann of the Scandaleros on the 14th. So mark your calendar, come out the 14th, see Carson Mann. And like I said, the last one there at in the Grove. So check out Music Record Shop. Keep up with all of them online to find out where they're going, when the new store is opening up. They're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. MusicRecordShop.com.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
This is Jesse Irwin of the Doc Ellis Band.
This is the son of ill repute, Wayne M. Bowden.
This is Ryan Kemp with Oak Steel and Lightning. And we'll see you at
Picking Up the Hoosaw. And you're listening to Rock
Paper Podcast with Shane Presley.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.
Here we go. Hey, everybody. Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out in Ryan Kemp's van. We got the guys of Picking on the Hoosaw here. We got Ryan, Wayne, and Jesse. Welcome to the show, guys.
I'd like to mention we're at Jesse Irwin's hideout here at Kicker's Corner, South Broadway. I'm not sure the correct address here, but
you know what? It's by the scrapyard. If you know the city,
it's at South Broadway and Bowen.
Yeah. Bowen, down in the low part, real close to the river.
We tried in there. It was just it was steak night, so it was packing them in, and it was a little loud. So we stepped out here to the.
Hands down, the most generous helpings of grub you're going to get around St. Louis.
For sure.
We were tipped off to Jesse Irwin's hideout just about a month ago, and they do have the best steak night, as far as I know.
I hate to let people in sometimes I want to see good work get rewarded. So
tonight they're already running out of some items.
Yeah. I think they planned it that way.
I think I kind of screwed myself, but you know what? If I made one other person happy,
so. I didn't eat tonight. If that's any better.
You didn't eat tonight?
I just did a beer dinner.
Oh God, I didn't realize.
It was hot.
Well, now I'm going to feel bad eating in front of you. But
don't feel bad.
I'm not going to feel bad.
Okay.
I can actually get a weird satisfaction watching someone else eat.
That's almost Japanese or something. That seems like you.
I can almost feel full.
They probably have a word for that.
Well, speaking of eating, we're going to have lots of good food vendors down at Picking on the Hoosaw.
Last year, I didn't even pack any food for the festival because there's so many good vendors down there. And every year it seems like me and the old lady go to the grocery store and blow, $150-$200 bucks on food, camp out for the weekend. We just said the hell with it and went down there and got full every day on vendors. And then we didn't spend as much as we would have spent at the grocery store. Nice. We had better stuff.
Yeah.
We really take pride in putting good food vendors out there, not your average Daily Joes. We handpick our food vendors. If that's just like we handpick our bands to play.
Yeah. I'm going to go down there with nothing.
Nothing?
I'm going to show up in a jock strap. I'm going to show up in a jock strap. I'm not even going to bring an instrument. I'm supposed to be playing, and I'm just going to see where the weekend takes me.
You could borrow everything.
You really can. Yeah,
borrow a guitar.
I did it last year, and it's really that kind of a place. I would trust the people there enough to be, you know, I don't trust anybody enough to show up completely naked, but I'll go in a jockstrap.
It's a very generous crew down there.
Yeah.
You know.
Let's talk about some of the bands that are going to be down there. We got, first and foremost, we're really happy to announce we have Split Lip Rayfield.
Yeah, man, that's a big one.
These guys are out of, I believe, Wichita, Kansas. The guy plays a gas tank bass with a weed eater string attached to it.
It's an F-150 gas tank.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I thought it was an Oldsmobile, but I'll take your word for it. It was an F-150.
Pretty much sealed the deal on my lady, Jenny, you know, deciding that she wanted to participate in the festival this year. Was Split Lip going to be there?
Yeah.
You know? Well, I want to go down to hang out with the River Kittens. And that is my... When I found out the River Kittens were doing this show, that was my... I've been wanting an excuse to hang out with those people and have it not be weird for... You know, you see another band, you're like, I'd kind of like to hang out with you and know your story, but you don't... Like,
how do you break the ice sometimes?
It's weird, but...
You're the podcast. That's what I did. Yeah. It's really a lot easier to say, hey, you want to hang out for an hour... when you got a podcast and you got a radio show to do it, and then instead of just like being some creep that wants to hang around,
well, there's only room for one podcast in this town.
Yeah. So there's only room for one creep at the festival.
But Jesse, if you're gonna try to break the ice with them and you're wearing just the thong,
it won't be long.
It might be off-putting.
It won't be long before I won't have just the thong. Somebody will give me something, or I'll make something. You know, I mean, there's lots of fibrous plant material. I'll make some sort of rude skirt.
Well,
and be the coolest guy there.
The Hoosaw River Valley there, the nice folks at the Hoosaw, they got a heck of a general store up there.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I'm sure you could buy some Hoosaw shorts up there as well.
I want to bring a jock strap and $75.
Do you know where you're going? Do you know how to get there?
I could find my way there with my eyes closed in my truck.
It's so close to St. Louis.
I've been to the Hoosaw a lot of times, you know. I mean, I grew up about an hour south of here. I got a lot of river
time. That's
right.
You're fucking...
Where that Hoosaw.
Excuse me. You're a TIFF digger, aren't you?
I'm a TIFF digger. I'm a third-generation TIFF digger. I'm sort of, you know, whatever. I'm made of TIFF. TIFF and... I don't know what else I'm made up, but...
Iron, probably.
Maybe some iron.
Isn't that the same?
I mean, at least a 16-penny nail worth of iron. I eat a lot of steaks, like, obviously.
You're from DeSoto, right?
I'm from DeSoto, Missouri.
Can you read petroglyphs?
Well, I know what a thunderbird is, so...
Mighty Thunderbird.
Yeah. I can spot a thunderbird. That's about as far as I go. But I grew up about 6 miles from where that is.
I got some family in Blackwell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Right around the corner.
Blackwell's a spooky place, man.
Any of your family going to be picking on the Hoosaw?
Oh, yeah, of course. They were there last year. They came down and supported. All the friends and family came down. And
unlike Blackwell, you won't get murdered by Satanists at the Hoosaw there at this place, you know. Blackwell, you might go down there for an innocent weekend to party and then just never be seen again. But down there on the Hoosaw, everybody's accounted for.
It's good pretty time. Clean fun.
Everybody's safe.
The tickets
are, even the guys with their zippers down?
Tickets are 50 or 60 bucks, but you know,
60
it's,
bucks.
It's so much cheaper than $5,000 that you will get if you try to party at this level in the city.
fines and tickets.
I mean, if you're a partier, you can go into God mode at picking on the Hoosaw, and really, you know, unless you actively kill someone, you're going to be okay. You're going to wake up and everybody's going to say, man, you were kind of out of control, but let's do it again tonight. Tone it down just a little bit.
Right.
And, you know, let's do this thing. It might even give you a free thing of beard oil because your beard looks...
What I like about the Hoosaw campground a little better than Washington State Park is the chocolate milk muddy river that runs through there is a bummer. But Hoosaw, it's a crystal clear Ozark stream.
You could probably drink out of it.
Yeah. I do drink out of it.
Dude, it is awesome.
And I recommend it.
It's such a cool campground because the river just kind of like through the whole damn campground, and you can set up your tent right next to the river. It's not going to be hot in September, but if you get hot, man, you can go in the river, take a swim, take a dip, take a leak, whatever you need to do in the river, it's there.
I mean, you're already wearing your jock straps, so I might as well.
Well, they hold water. If you're going to wear a jock strap in the river, you've got to drill holes in it.
I still have the same jock strap I have from being a high school wrestler. It's just... I'd never been able to fully throw it away.
I didn't realize wrestlers wore jock straps.
Yeah, I wore a jock strap. Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotta keep... I had a singlet, you know, but...
I got the same jock strap I wore in elementary. I don't know what that says. still fits pretty well.
Well, it says that elastic grows weaker over time.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the plastic. Like cup. Love? That's neither here nor there.
Do you need the jock strap for your Mighty Pine? Is that how that works?
No.
No.
That's actually a band that's going to be playing. Yeah.
Oh, I see. I misread that.
Yeah.
So this is September 9th and 10th we're talking about. That's the weekend. And then we got some of your favorite locals.
They're not only your favorite locals, they're my favorite locals, too.
Well, they are guys like Old Salt Union.
Those guys are famous. They have a booking agent. I can't even directly talk to Old Salt Union. Old Salt Union's like God. And
that's
I
a
have
big
to,
deal.
I have to pray to their saint, which is their booking agent, to get to Old Salt Union. They're a big deal.
That's a big deal.
The Hoot and Hollers also have a booking agent.
I'd like to speak up about the Hoot and Hollers here for a second.
They're excellent.
Dude, I walked into Off-Broadway one night, never hearing who this band was, but I'm willing to go see a local show. I walk in and see the Hoot and Hollers. I swear to God, it was 2015. It was the best show I've seen all year. I mean, when I say they kicked ass, I mean, I just left there speechless. I went, if I wasn't broke when I showed up and spent my money on beer, I would have bought more merchandise than I wish I would have. Since then, I've told everyone that Hoot and Hollers is awesome, and I've even stole one of their songs, and I kind of work into my gigs. Hopefully they don't find out about that because
they're going to find out. They're going to find out.
They will find out eventually. Dude, if word gets on the street, you're covering somebody's
song. You're going to be within 100 yards of each other as soon as you show up.
I know. And I'll say this on record. I think that they're going to steal the show at picking on the Who's Off.
I'm ready to have the show stolen, you know. I'm going to do the best I possibly can, but if someone just does way better than me, that's okay too because, you know, it's just gonna make me try that much harder.
Right.
Next year. At picking on the
what time are you playing?
Picking on the Mississippi or wherever we do it next.
Well, last year was our first year doing a picking on music festival at all. We did it at Bass River Resort. We had a great time there. This year we moved it to a different river. We kind of built it on the idea that we could potentially change rivers.
We need a deeper
if we want to.
Swifter,
want
to. Faster moving river.
And consistently make the
pick it under Nile.
Get the lineup consistently gets better and the rivers consistently get faster and deeper.
I mean it's gonna be picking on the Garonne. Do you know about the Garonne?
I do not.
It's this river in southern France. It's this insane river that's fueled by like snow melt and it takes hundreds of lives every year. That's where we're going.
Yeah.
Sounds like the Merrimack.
Picking on the Garonne.
Going international.
Well, the Hoosaw doesn't take anything every year, except maybe some, early first-year college girls' virginities. Because the Hoosaw is a very safe river.
Yeah.
I mean, I would say. Waist deep, crystal clear.
Get in now while you still can.
Yeah.
Before the stakes are too high.
Yeah, right.
That's what I say.
Yeah. I'm looking here at this flyer, all the bands. I'm pretty stoked that Ryan's added Falling Fences.
Yeah. I totally forgot that we even added them. Sean Cannon, as you know, is whooping ass around town.
Sure, man.
On a weekly basis, out of town on a weekly basis.
He doesn't even know it because me and him haven't really officially met, but I sneak over to his house and wash his vehicle at night while he sleeps.
Really?
Just to be cool.
Just to get the cat prints off of it.
Yeah, you know,
but he's seriously like our... He's like our musical Michael Spinks or somebody. He's like our hometown hero that just whips a lot of ass.
I don't see how he absorbs so much material in a short period
of
time.
The guy,
it's kind
the
of
guy
freaking
is,
me out.
He's a real savant. I'm looking forward to that. Like, I'm looking forward to hanging out with that guy. Really, this whole set, like, this is an excuse. This whole festival is an excuse for me to come out and pretend like I'm friends with these people, in some sort of plausible setting.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to really like, you haven't met Jimbo Darville.
I have not.
Jimbo Darville of and the Truckadores are going to be coming down from Colorado. And,
I for sure haven't met him.
Me and Oaksdale Lighting, the boys, did a little run with those guys in Kansas City a couple months back, and awesome time. Jimbo and Tracy and the whole bunch, they're a riot. They're awesome musicians, but Jimbo's got a love for trucker music that's like second. Dude, he gets up there. He's got a big Peterbilt grill. I don't know if he'll have the smoke stacks rolling by then.
We're working on some smoke stacks.
But it's awesome.
I've never met the guy, but just from what you said, I would give him the jock strap off of my ass.
He will probably sniff it.
If he showed up naked.
Thank you.
If he showed up naked, I'd give it to him.
Dude, they're a good time. Jimbo is, I don't know how to describe Jimbo. He's a mess, man. He's awesome. Hey, he's so cool.
I need more people that are messes in my life.
You're going to like Jimbo. You're going to instantly have a connection.
You guys probably will hit it off. Like, if you have any trucker tapes, you could donate to the last time they played St. Louis. They got their van robbed by these thieving bastards in town.
Well, that's a bummer.
But the main thing he was concerned about, it wasn't his laptop, it wasn't his wallet, it wasn't anything of real value, just a whole box of cassette tapes, trucker tapes that he collected over the years. Who knows what that's really worth.
Right. Next up, we got Cluster Pluck.
Cluster Pluck. I'm sure you guys have heard of Cluster Pluck.
They are definitely one of my favorite acts to watch. You know, I was... they had already had a great thing going, Leah Osborne was with them, and she split off doing a solo stuff, and she is also...
Right? We've also got her on lockdown. She's going to be kind of bouncing around, hopefully jamming with lots of bands. We've kind of got her on board as an artist at large. Everyone likes having that
Didn't her video just get like 6 million hits or something?
Well, we did a little advertisement. Not, I don't even want to say advertisement. We just posted her video at the picket page. She had over 4,000 views on that, so... Definitely shows us there's a lot of people out there
getting the message. Once 16th of those people show up at picking, we're set.
Yeah. Now, Leah's fantastic. We had a lot of fun hanging out on the show, but I just love to see that Cluster Pluck hasn't slowed down at all. Like,
they haven't slowed down. I think they've only boosted each other's momentum, you know, because now you get twice as much for half the price or something like that.
Yeah, they those guys are great though. But yeah, they
I used that line earlier today in a whole different line.
And then you got like I said, we mentioned Mighty Pines, formerly known as Acoustics Anonymous.
I think they pretty well established that they are the Mighty Pines.
Right. Band. Yeah. That's so anybody that doesn't know, there you go. But yeah, the Mighty Pines are doing big things right now in St. Louis and around the the whole country. They've just did a run of shows and.
Has anyone just simply read off the list of I don't want to forget anybody.
We can do that, yeah.
You know, we got
out right now.
We got well, at the top, you know, kind of headlining the event, so to speak, you know, is Split Lip Rayfield, Old Salt Union, the Hootin' Hollers, who again I think are going to steal the show, the Mighty Pines, Cluster Pluck,
and the River Kittens,
who we won't get into details, but we owe them a major apology.
This is all Ryan's fault.
It is all my fault. River Kittens, I think, are going to steal the performance for me at Picking the Hills. I just want
to... They make the hair stand up on my
And Jesse arm. Wants to meet the River Kittens. I'm
We're going
to
make that happen.
Case
I want
to listening
meet them.
This.
I want to meet them in an extended sort of way.
We always get hung up by the time we get the Cluster Pluck. But.
Well, I've been really lucky this year to kind of ditch my solo career for a minute and hang out and play a little rhythm guitar with Oak, Steel, and Lightning. Carson Mann, Jay King, Ryan Kemp, and myself. And, dude, we've been having such a good time. And these guys are such better musicians than me, and they're kind of carrying me along. I don't know why, but I'm really looking forward to playing with Oak, Steel, and Lightning. It's going to kick some butt.
We got Grass Fed Mule. If you guys haven't seen Grass Fed Mule, you should get out. And I think they've also been doing some Colorado dates.
Yeah,
They've been busy.
Definitely Drew keeps his butt busy, and he's been giving us a good hand on getting this all lined up. And
sure.
Going. We got Alsop, Grassy, and Haley. Those are some real good friends of mine from down Eureka, Augusta area.
They're probably going to be the friendliest band at the event.
You think so?
I think they're pretty friendly.
They're pretty nice guys.
Andy's pretty friendly.
I bet I can get pants from them. Did any of them about a 32 waist?
Andy's probably about a 32 waist.
I bet he might be a 30.
Or above, you know, I can always get.
I think he works out because he's pretty. I don't want to get weird, but he's pretty tight. I'm saying, you know.
I don't want to speak too soon about. We just added a Sunday acoustic baptism on the river. We've got St. Stephen's Heavenly Hoozaw. It's Travis Stinson, formerly of Nashville, Tennessee, now he's living in Colorado. He's agreed to kind of put together an all-star band. There might be hints of some Grateful Garcia gospel music going on there, so be sure you stick around for Sunday morning. We got Hillary Fitz, nice up-and-coming singer-songwriter.
Yeah, she's super talented, man.
She's down at Broadway Oyster Bar, I'd say at least once a month for sure, maybe a couple times.
She's been out hustling since she's been back home now. She spent some time in in South America and stuff, but she's back home and looking to play as much as she can.
Yeah. We also have the Dead Soldiers. This is one band I don't know too much about, but I heard they're out on tour with the Hoot and Hollers, so...
Good enough for me.
They're dragging them around. I'm sure they're good.
Dude, the Hoot Hollers put out a post on Facebook. They were looking for someone to drive their van for the year. I almost thought about quitting my job and doing it.
Well...
Then you wouldn't be able to play music in St. Louis.
Yeah, I just feel like it, you know, would have been cool just to hang out with those
guys.
Next
thing you know, you'd just be playing with those guys. They only got two or
Hoot and Hollers are so good, I'd almost rather be like a stagehand for the Hoot and Hollers than play my own stuff sometimes. That's how good they are. I don't know.
Yeah. You got Woodshine.
Those are some real good friends of mine. I've known those boys for, shucks, probably going on 7, 8, 9 years, maybe longer than that.
They might be in like second contention for the friendliest band at the event.
They're from Washington, New Haven area. They've got a real big crowd following out there, and we play shows out there with them every chance we get.
Yeah.
We also have the son of Real Repute. He's already made a few mentions there this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm trying to be pretty humble about myself. You know, I kind of branded myself the son of Ill Repute because every other, you know, dude out there playing solos uses his full name, you know, like, you know, Joe Allen Wade or whatever. There's too many names out there. But I'm pretty much going to set the tone for the weekend and make sure everybody steps it up with my sleazy honky-tonking usual.
He's on the Vibe Squad.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And something I did want to make really special mention of, we're really lucky to have this year, we've got the Bluegrass Shack from New Athens, Illinois, going to be doing some...
Is that Mark Rayborn?
It's Mark Rayborn and Chris Talley, the Chris Talley Trio. They're going to be doing workshops on fiddle, banjo, and guitar. So be sure to get there early and get signed up for a workshop.
That reminds me, anybody that listens to this, we really need to encourage people to bring their instruments down because there's going to be tons of jamming and whatnot going on in the evenings after the shows.
Do you guys remember, I know you do, but you probably don't either one remember the picks that used to go on at the Holiday Inn once a year, like the hotel in Eureka. Ramada.
This is going to smash that. It's going
to
be so
well, the thing is, like, that thing really blew up to the point that so many people just went because of the jams that were going on in every hotel room. Like, every hotel room was booked, and you just move from room to room to room to different jam sessions. And that's kind of, like, the spirit of what got me wanting to put this whole event on. The thing about that place, they kick you out, you got to go drive afterwards.
Well, you got it. I'll bring a guitar.
All right, fine. Yeah. Fine.
So you are bringing something.
Yeah, I'll bring, yeah, that.
But so we got workshops. We got Jesse Irwin going to be our master of ceremonies, drinking as much Bird Dog whiskey as he can. I believe Crown Valley will also have some shine on.
I'm going to basically do whatever I want for 2 days because there's no way for me to get in trouble.
All
right. I heard that last year Jesse Irwin showed up at the Pickin' Festival with no child or no dog in tow, and he pretty much just went hog wild.
I lost my mind, and, I plan on doing it again, even worse, yeah. And I plan on having my nephew there.
How old's your nephew?
10.
Oh, man.
No, I don't even have a nephew. I don't even know. I don't even know what I'm going to do. It's going to be seriously interesting. Yeah. That's what that weekend's going to be.
Can I mention a few of our sponsors?
For sure.
We got Westport Saloon. It's one of our first sponsors to sign on. That's the place we play out in Kansas City.
Those guys are so good to us when we go out there.
A lot of the same bands that are on this bill play at their spot quite a bit. So if you're looking for a honky-tonk good time when you're in Kansas City, Westport Saloon's a good spot to check out. Also, Ozark Ink Tattoo in Cuba. If you need to get a tattoo on your way or on your way back from Pickin' on the Hoozaw just to commemorate the weekend, be great spot to do it. It's right there on 66 Highway 19 and 66, right in the middle of town. Brian Shanner is a badass tattoo artist. He's been tattooing for almost 20 years.
I need to get a tattoo covered up while I'm there, but that's what's going to happen.
Well, we could probably just do that at the festival over breakfast.
Let's do it.
We got T's Liquor Lane, Bird Dog Whiskey, Epic Pizza down in Soulard, Revolution Cycles in Washington, the Terraces. At French Village, which I hear is a really nice venue.
Shooter out there, man.
Shooter Jennings was out there just a couple weeks ago.
So that place is going to blow up.
Mape Vape and the Juice Box in Maplewood. We also got, would like to thank Friendship Brewery for sponsoring the main stage. And John Deere Seidenstricker out of Dutzau for providing our vehicles to make sure we have enough beer and whiskey on hand at all times.
Yeah.
That's God's country out there.
And we'd like to thank Rock Paper Podcast for putting us on here. And,
I think Shane's been a bit of a trooper sitting here in Ryan's van with mediocre air conditioning.
We've been living in this thing for weeks. Just our whole heart and soul is going towards this festival.
Right. I feel like rent is a good way to waste money. And the money could be better spent on...
I'm saving it all up.
So we got... so they can get on Who's All Valley's website. And,
no, I wouldn't get on Who's All Valley's website. That would probably cause lots of confusion.
Okay. You'd
probably like to go to pickinfestival.com.
Okay.
We could talk about our ticketing tiers if you'd like. Right now, tickets are $60. They're going to go up to $75 in just a couple weeks. We are offering an all-inclusive package. You can get online to find out the details about that. There is electric and water hookups for RVs. Those spots are also limited. And other than that, it's going to be primitive camping. Get on our website to get tickets. You can also get tickets at the gate. This will be a cash-only event, unless you got something really good to barter.
Yeah. So
bring it on.
So for right now, I can get tickets, $60, you get to see all these bands.
All those bands and camp for two nights.
Camp for two nights.
I will say, I was just out at the Hoosaw about 2 weeks ago for a buddy's birthday party. They got a great facility. I mean, they got it, like, if you leave anything at home, they've got it up there. But it was $48 to camp for two nights, which I thought was kind of pricey. So what I think is cool about the Pickin' Festival is $60, another $12, gets you two nights of camping and 18 bands. So in my eyes, you're paying to camp. You're paying like $12 for 18 bands if you hurry up and get your tickets.
And the music workshops are free. Those are only going on Saturday, but you can definitely sharpen up your skills on banjo, fiddle, and guitar for professionals that know what they're doing. And they're going to be, the cool thing about the workshops, it's not like, oh, hey, we're going to show you how to play these chords, or we're going to show you how to do this scale progression or whatever. They kind of take an overall of everybody who shows up to the workshop, see who needs to learn what, and then base their workshop on that. And they're good enough to be able to pull that off on a regular basis.
Then you can come show off your new skills at the late-night bonfire jam sessions.
Late-night bonfire jam sessions. I just heard word today that we might even have an open mic situation happening on Saturday morning on the Westport Saloon stage. There's been so much input from people wanting to come and play, so might as well get them on stage and see what they got. There's lots of music to be had and lots of picking to be done. So
for sure,
we'll see y'all picking on the Hoosaw September 9th and 10th.
Yeah, and if
Hoosaw Valley River Resort. I keep cutting you off, Shane.
Oh. Yeah, if you need any more information, pickinfestival.com, official Facebook page and event and everything. So get out there.
I was wondering if there were us to give away tickets on your podcast, maybe you could
have
people like the Rock Paper Podcast page and like the Picking on the Hoosaw page. We'll draw a random number.
Sure.
Maybe the same day you release the podcast.
Yeah,
I guess we've got to give people time to find out about it and like it. So maybe
we'll figure something out.
I'm a 32 waist and 34 inseam in case you want to bring some pants down.
Right.
Me.
Can we share pants, Jesse?
All right.
Well, sounds good, man.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks. This is the best band of my life.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast, y'all.